survival achieved. Amazing scenes at the end of the game, but it was a long way coming, wasn't it, this afternoon?
Yeah, to be honest about this game, the game alone, really frustrated. And like I said, I paid testament to Solihull for the way they came and set up, and I knew they would. This is what this league's about. It's a professional league. It's, you know, people do things right, and they give us a great test today. And I like to win the game, but to be honest, I was disappointed in our performance today. It's not easy on these occasions, and one thing you've got to do, you've got to keep believing and keep tugging away and keep going in what you believe in. I'm speechless really in that sense, with everybody at the club, not just the players, and everybody connected. Some maybe doubted us, but in general they were a great belief, and we finally achieved what we wanted to achieve.
It's a funny, I was just thinking the game in a way kind of was a symbol of our season. You know, it could have got away from us quite a lot early doors in that match. We conceded a penalty, went a goal down. It looked like we weren't going to get back into it for a good spell in the second half, yet we stuck at it, we ground out, and we got our reward in the end.
I knew from the start of the game it was going to be important to not go gung-ho and not, you know, cause ourselves problems and by letting ourselves get out of sight by taking too many gambles. You can't do that in this league, or you get punished. So we had to play and we had to plug away and keep believing in what we were about. Like I say, all the hard work, maybe that's a little bit of luck we were looking for that we haven't had. So no, brilliant.
It's been an eventful first season in charge of the Lions, that's to say the least. Looks great from your perspective, you know, having turned around the side that we were, which was adrift at the bottom, to getting over the line here now. How do you reflect on the season?
Tough. You know, I knew it was going to be a mammoth task. The quality, you've seen all the sides at the bottom winning, and people look at game and think you're guaranteed points. No way, you're never guaranteed points at any level, and we've had to work and fight, and you know, anything that we can do to achieve it, we've had to do, and all the little bits, you know, competing against some massive clubs, big resources, big infrastructure, and we've had to do things a little bit different to try and, you know, to meet that and compete, and we've certainly done that. In fact, we've gone above that, and we haven't just competed. We've consistently put performances. We've had one or two setbacks, but in general, we've had a good standard throughout, and we haven't always got what we deserved, but we've had to keep that going. So.
I would have eaten my hat if you told me in October we were going to survive, to be honest. I can't believe in a way that we've got over the line.
I forgot about October. I can't remember. I think a lot of people connect to the club actually did forget, because we've had such a good run and performances that the people did lose sight of the situation we were in, and maybe not took it as serious as what, you know, what it was. But everybody's got to take credit that's connected with the club and that's affiliated to it, and that you know, you don't always have to be hands-on. You can, whatever little way you can help it, and that's what we've got here, and that's to continue, and that's what makes you different to other clubs, and that has to be the case. We have to stay with that as much as we possibly can, and look to the future.
And so a summer of building perhaps a squad and a team for next season. What's your hopes for the future? No, that's probably quite a hard question to answer after just survival on the last day. But
yeah, but, you know, I refuse to speak anything about a day past today until we achieved what we wanted to achieve, and maybe I could have done, and it could have all been to waste. But you know, first and foremost, we had to achieve what we wanted to achieve, and then we'll let the dust settle, and then we'll have a look and see where we go moving forward. Speak to, you know, everybody connected that needs to be, you know, that we need to liaise with, and as a group of people, we'll come together and try and do the best for Guiseley Football Club, and whatever that is that we feel that, you know, it's a big group of people that have a lot of input, and we want to do best for everybody and try and improve things and make this club keep moving forward, because it's made huge steps up to now. So we'll let the dust settle, and then we'll start afresh.
Congratulations, Adam, and as you say, when the dust settles, we'll reflect back on what has been a remarkable recovery for this football club, and to escape relegation, even as we've done, relying on other results on the last day. It's an incredible achievement.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think it eclipses anything that I've done in my playing days. The promotions and you know, playoff wins and things like that. You know, they're days that you take to old age and speak to your children about. And this, for me, eclipses any of that. I'm not one for celebrating staying up, but the situation that we were in, it's been such a journey and special, and a special group of people that's been involved in it. And you, in these times, you make friends for life, and people might not think it, players probably don't see it, but you do. You make friends for life, and that's what we've done this year, and that's what's helped us get to where we are.